and welcome to today's Columbus Area Labor Management Committee podcast. I'm Dr. Jim Coles, the Executive Director of Columbus Area Labor Management Committee, and joining me today is Meredith Porterfield, our Program Manager. In today's podcast, we're going to continue our look at the life and the career of Eugene Brundage. In previous podcasts, you've heard Gene talk about his career as a teacher, as a labor leader, eventually as a manager for state agencies in Ohio, and then the first chief negotiator for the state of Ohio. Today, Gene talks about what came next, and that was an opportunity to begin his career as a neutral. Let's listen as Gene talks about this transition.
But in my own heart, I had always wanted to be a neutral. I had wanted to do something different. So toward the end of my time at OCB, Dick Celeste appointed me to a vacancy on CERB. I served for just between 2 to 3 months, but along with 12 other Celeste appointees was not confirmed. I learned a lot about politics during that time, and I made lasting friendships, most amazingly to me, in both parties. I had people who were honorable, who were concerned about me, and I made lasting friendships that carry to this day. But I also learned how unit rule works in the political world. I was not confirmed, and for the first time since I was 16 years old, I was out of work. I had to decide what I was going to do, so I decided, hey, I'll send out a flyer and open our arbitration practice. So I did, and I did human resources consulting. Got picked up some gigs in Iowa, went out and did some work there. Began teaching at Columbus State and OSU as adjunct faculty. And to my amazement, I was making a decent living. Surprised even myself. That paycheck is something you get very used to. You don't get it again. So I enjoyed it. I loved the work. I loved the travel.
Gene tells about his experiences as a neutral in this last segment. But in this next segment, he returns to state work, and he becomes an administrator for the Bureau of Workers' Compensation.
I returned to government service then for a very practical reason. I kept looking at all these years I had in the retirement system and saying they're not going to do me any good if I don't get any more. So I started listening, and I heard his compensation. And at the time, it was the absolute perfect place, because it was a joint labor management board. There were good people there. I held a number of positions, finally, as chief human resource officer with administrators like Bill Piper and Jim Conrad, who were some of the best public servants I've ever worked for. And continued there through the excitement of the hostage situation, trying to vacate a building without anybody getting hurt.
After his work with the State Bureau of Workers' Compensation, Gene decided to return to a more familiar area, and that was arbitration. He'd wanted to be a neutral, and this was an opportunity for him to really begin a career as an arbitrator.
Back to doing arbitration. And I was pretty sure I could have a pretty good practice in the public sector, but I wasn't sure how private sector would go. And to my surprise, I started getting cases. I got FMCS cases, I got arbitration mediation service cases, AAA cases. But I learned about the secret of permanent panels and partnerships. I was on the Ohio Troopers panel, mediation panel for Cincinnati Bell, postal workers at the Postal Service Union. And I had just got selected for Social Security, never had any cases because I got another call at that time. But an awful lot of my work was with the State Employment Relations Board, where I did fact-finding and conciliation, and loved that work as well. Now, lots of police and fire work, and that is a field unto itself, but it's so important in those fields for those of you that are neutrals to learn their language, to know what they do, to know the challenges they face, and that's when you get selected to the case.
We learned about Gene's work as an arbitrator in this last segment. In this next segment, he tells about being appointed again by another Ohio governor.
And then life changed again. I had known Ted Strickland for years, We both were ordained in the United Methodist Church about the same time. We both were from Southern Ohio. We met each other at meetings of that sort. And so when he ran for governor, I decided I would get a little bit involved, and it was a little bit. I did some work on hiring practices and ethical standards for the people in his administration, but I certainly was not seeking a job. I was very happy with being self-employed at that time. And then I got a call from John Haisley, his chief of staff. Karen Gilmore had left CERB, and on Karen's recommendation and many other people, they asked if I would be interested in going to CERB.
CERB is the State Employee Relations Board. It's the governing body in the state of Ohio for all disputes between labor and management and the public sector. As one of the three commissioners of CERB, Gene would have the opportunity to set the direction for collective bargaining decisions, for awards, and maintain his hand in the whole collective bargaining process. Listen as Gene talks about his time with CERB.
It took several months to get there because I was absolutely adamant that I would issue all of my outstanding awards before I went there, so I didn't start until May of 2008. And that was the greatest job I've ever had. Wonderful staff. I had finally discovered what I wanted to be when I grew up. The thing about CERB is the boards, for the most part, there's animosity in years past, the boards are professional. The current chair and I agree on a basic premise that politics may help you get the position, but once you're there, you just apply the law as best you can. Case discussions are lively and fun, but we disagree at the end very few times. Well, I think I only wrote one dissent, and I won in court, and I won that too. Wonderful friendships that continue, and I think I made a few contributions to CERB along the way. In my first shot at CERB, I hammered the idea of the deferral doctrine. We had an administrator then that Tom Morley will know who I'm talking about, that I purchased a copy of Al Gore so that he would understand the importance of letting the parties do as much of this as they can for themselves. The board later clarified that and much clearer decisions, but that's something I take great pride in. Secondly, I take great pride in being part of the whole attitude at CERB that a mediated agreement is almost always better than an imposed decision. And then again, on a practical sense, we have this situation that is frustrating to the staff, to the boards. That is where you see people, new staff reps for the unions, new leadership, and they're fighting. But it's not about the law. It's not about the cases. It's about the interpersonal relationships that exist between them. By the time we get the case and find probable cause, then it's this great big game of deciding who's going to yield first. So we invented a thing called predetermination mediation. And so without rendering any decision on the case, we use our statutory authority. I'm still saying we, well, I'm not there now. Statutory authority to order them into mediation. And you'd be surprised not only how many cases settle there, but how many times that our mediators and other staff have an opportunity to teach the idea of how to get along, how to do labor management, how to professionalize the relationship. Because at one time we had the entire staff trained in mediation, most of them still through the work of the mediators that are there now. Do great work trying to get that idea across that everybody approaches it from a mediation point of view.
Gene, in this last segment, told about the greatest job he ever had, and that concludes this podcast. But please watch for our next one when Gene tells about going back to education. Thanks for listening.